Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
Hello there. Here we are talking about all things wonderful on Beauty Inside Out. We always have such a wonderful time, and I just feel blessed to be speaking with my awesome co-host who looks very perplexed here on... Just teasing. Beauty Inside Out.
Well, I think today what we're going to do is, you know, I get asked so many different questions, and I know even when you and I speak, we talk about some. So I think today, why don't we go with some of the things that we've received in the email and some of our most popular questions. So hit me with one that you've got. I know you bring up hydroquinone a lot.
Hydroquinone. I have been practicing, so I can actually say hydroquinone. And what is hydroquinone, David?
That's a great question. And I say it because I'm assuming everybody already knows, because it's something we work with a lot. But hydroquinone is a skin lightener. And skin lighteners are very popular for somebody wanting to get rid of age spots. They want to even out skin tones, but they want to fade marks, etc. And so hydroquinone is used by dermatologists and plastic surgeons in topical products. And you'll find it in a lot of cosmetic products. The problem is it's a known carcinogen. These are one of the toxic chemicals that I say stay away from, and it's not just me. Around the globe, there are only two countries that allow it. And then it just amazes me. There's only two countries that allow the use of this ingredient, and we're one of them. And I think that's a sin, because it can be so harmful, it's so toxic, you've got to avoid it. And there's other alternatives out there that are natural, and one we found is one called Arbutin. And Arbutin is a natural ingredient that actually works with the body. It's a precursor, so your body will actually produce its own hydroquinone or skin lightening ingredient. So you don't need to put this synthetic toxic material on your body. You can use something natural to fade those age spots. So that to me is what... I think the most important thing to me is removing some of these toxic chemicals that we find in a lot of our products. In Europe, 1,100 ingredients have been banned. They've been banned or regulated because they've been found to be toxic. And in the U.S., it's only 11. And I think what irritates me more is a lot of products that are produced here in the U.S. by the brands we know and trust, they have different formulas for the same product overseas that don't have all these dangerous chemicals. So I think that's one of the reasons why I like talking about it so much, posting it on the website, and letting, you know, publishing lists so people know what ingredients to avoid. And hydroquinone is definitely one on my list. I was just at a big medical conference this past weekend, and we were talking about it because the doctors there, is actually an oncology show, and the doctors, the nurses, they all know this, and they're amazed that the cosmetic industry continues to use a lot of these ingredients. And we were talking about it more from body lotions and all for those that have gone through radiation or chemo treatment. And they keep saying, why does your industry keep using all these ingredients? You know, we're curing people of cancer, and yet you're putting carcinogens or cancer-causing chemicals back on the body. And that's where I'm trying to force a change, or you and I are bringing about a change in the industry, just by making the consumer aware of it. And we can all start voting with our pocketbook and making a change to the industry.
Well, speaking of our pocketbook, I mean, isn't the reason that they're having some formulas for Europe and other formulas here in the U.S., it's about money, and that's what's so heartbreaking.
You know, it's sad. The answer is yes, and it's sad because, you know, I have met with some of the chemical companies that produce them, and they buy or sell these things in such railroad car volumes, literally railroad cars, and I said to myself, you know, it's just mind-boggling. How could the cost be so much different? And they say there is a way to purify it or make them cleaner and remove these toxins. The problem is it would raise the cost pennies per bottle. And in huge volumes, those pennies add up. So the big corporations that have to worry about stockholders and the stock markets, they're not willing to spend that extra money. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, so we may save a few pennies at the cash register when we go to the store today, but we're paying for it many times over when we have to go to the doctor. We're paying it with our lives, our health, and shortening our lives with cancer. I just don't get it. I don't get it from the manufacturing point of view. I don't get it from the consumer point of view. I think, you know, to me, it's like the cigarette companies. I think somebody should be held accountable for all this.
Oh, I definitely agree. Now, going back to, see, now I already forgot how to say it, hydroquinone. Oh, my gosh, David, I had it so perfectly, and then it just goes.
Well, first for our listeners, go to justaskdavid.com and you can download the top 10 toxic ingredients to avoid. So you don't have to worry about pronouncing them. You don't have to worry about remembering them. Lisa and I talk about them all the time and still stutter through them. Got it. No worries. Take the checklist with you shopping. But the word you're looking for there, Lisa, was hydroquinone.
Okay, so hydroquinone, will it actually say that on the label, or are there other names that it might use to try to fool people?
No, and that's a great question. It is one of the ingredients that's actually listed just that way, hydroquinone, with a Q in there, all one word. But here's the catch. It is considered an over-the-counter drug. So the product is going to be listed on the back label, the word actives, and in there the word hydroquinone, and then down below we'll say ingredients are inactive, and it'll list everything else. So don't be fooled by reading the bottom label. Go to the top where it says actives and look for the word hydroquinone. And if it says it, put it back. Don't buy it. Look for alternatives. But you do not want to buy a product that says hydroquinone. And if your dermatologist recommends it, let him know it is a cancer-causing chemical. You don't want it. And trust me, he's going to know what it's all about. He'll have alternatives, and most of them do these days.
Well, that's one of the things that I find so startling. I know I've talked about this before, but I had a prescription acne medication at one point, and it had a bunch of the ingredients, a bunch of the PEGs and the sulfates and the other things that we don't want in our products. And I thought, why are they manufacturing them this way? And you get it from your dermatologist, who's going to give you a long talk about skin. Yeah. So he gives you a long talk about skin cancer, which is so important. And then they're like, here, put this on your face. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. It's the ingredients are cheap to use, and they're easy to formulate with, and allow the product to have a longer shelf life. And to me, it's an absolute sin. There's too many other ingredients and alternatives out there that are better for you. It's almost like when you go to the grocery store. You can buy processed food, you can buy cheap boxed food, or you can go get fresh food. And so the sad part is, if you're on a tight budget, you're better off going to some of the fast food 99-cent menus. You're better off going to get some of the packaged meals if you're looking at just your pocketbook. But the sad part is that the toll it takes on your weight and your overall health. So to go buy fresh fruit and go buy fresh produce and cook your own meals, they're obviously more expensive. And so, same thing in cosmetics as we make products. There's a lot of cheap ingredients that aren't good for you that are used by a lot of the big brands. And that's my goal, is to change that in the industry. So, and as you mentioned, I was just at the oncology show, and here they're fighting to save you from cancer, and yet turn around because the damage the chemotherapy or radiation therapy has done, you're putting carcinogens back on the body to moisturize it. So I was out there presenting a new gel or spray of using hyaluronic acid, which is a natural ingredient. It's naturally found almost every cell of your body. Some people take them as nutritional supplements. And because it's the best hydrating ingredient, it is a new method of doctors or nurses being able to care for the side effects so they don't have to go through this. Now, let's face it, if you had cancer, your one question is, how do I get it? And number two, how do I make sure I don't get it again? Well, number one, a lot of it is due to the chemicals you put on your body. And how do you make sure you don't get it again? Change your lifestyle. Make those changes. Now, that's not going to solve all the cancers. I got that. But it is going to solve 1/3 of the cancer deaths can be prevented by our lifestyle choices. And that includes excess drinking, smoking, laying out in the sun, not exercising, your diet, putting chemicals on your body. These are all lifestyle choices we make every day, and you have a choice to be healthy or not. And so that's what I want to get out there and teach people, because truly, until I started doing this, I didn't know either. And so I invite you to go to justaskdavid.com, download the list of the 10 toxic chemicals to avoid in your, not only your beauty products, but in your food products, and then join us again in the future, because Lisa and I continue talking about it from Beauty Inside Out. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.